The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf be'alef. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, hatzlacha, success, health and happiness. Peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children. And Be'ezat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'alu nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Pe'alef Amud Rishon, starting from the new Mishnah. Seris Hamma Kohen Shenasa Bat Israel Ma'chila Be'kuma. First case we discuss is a Sris Hama, who's a Kohen, who married a Bat Yisrael, so she is able to eat Teruma on account of her Kohen husband. You know, we learned on Daf Ayin here that a Sris Hama is somebody that was became a Sris either because of fever or because of natural causes, and we said he is Kasher. So therefore, since he's Kasher, Labo Bakahal, he is able to feed his wife teruma. That she says, "Avasris Adam mifsal name pasila mitruma de benasha." Dainu pesuah daka. But when it comes to a sris Adam, that's somebody that became by human causes, that unnatural causes, that he became a pesuah daka. So he's forbidden to come into the Kahal, and therefore, even if she was a Bat Kohen and she was with him, she loses her status of Kehuna even to go back home to her father's house. So we learned earlier, if she had Bi'ah with him, so then already she becomes a Halala, and then she loses her status to have Teruma. So the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Androgenos Kohen. Androgenos says he has two Simanim. He has Simane Zachrut and Nakbut. Shenasa Bat Israel, married a Bat Israel, Ma'achila Betruma. So according to the first Shita of the Mishnah, Ma'achila Betruma, because he has a Din of a Zachar. Since he has a Din of a Zachar, so he is able to be Ma'achil his wife, Teruma. That's the way the Mefashim explain it. Comes the Mishnah and continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum, that's somewhere that was closed up. Shenikra, so they ripped them open. V'nimsa zachar, he found out to be zachar. Lo yachlutz. So I go back to the laws of halitza. He does not come to the subject of halitza. Mepene shehu kisris, because he has the status of a saris. Now, what are we talking over here that he has the status of a saris? So the Mefashim explain over here that Rabbi Yehuda says that even after they cut him open and they find out that indeed he's a zachar, he's not able to have children. Obviously we're going to consider this fellow a Sris Adam. It seems they couldn't be, they cut the zachrut a little also when they cut him open, and therefore according to the B. Eliezer, we learned earlier in the previous Mishnah that a Sris Adam is not Honetz, so therefore this Mishnah, the Yehuda, is going like the B. Eliezer, that says Sris Adam eno Honetz. The last part of the Mishnah says, Androgenos nose avalonisa. An androgenos can get married. He's able to marry a nekeba, avalonisa, but he cannot get married. Meaning a zachar cannot marry an androgenos, because that would be considered a zachar with a zachar, and that would be asur. Rabbi Eliezer omer, androgenos hayavim alav sekira bezachar, or kezachar. Which means a androgynos is hayav sekira, which means if a zachar goes with an androgynos, it's considered mishkav zachur, and therefore it's liable to sekira. Gemara will explain what exactly the Bili Eizah is saying different than Tanakama.
In Tanakama saying that a Druganos just marries a Nekeva, not a Zachar. And he comes along and says that Hayav Sekila, so the Chavra, that's the same thing. So now the Gemara begins, Peshita, which means, what do you have to tell me that a Sris Hama, that marry Kohen, that marries a Bat Yisrael, she's able to eat Teruma, Peshita. She means, why not? He's a Kohen, he's allowed to come into the Kahal, why shouldn't she eat Teruma? So it says, Ma'u Detema, Molid Ma'achil, She'enu molid enu ma'achil kamash ma'alan, which means when we person, let's say a Bat Yisrael marries a Kohen, so we said that so long as they have children, the Pasuk says vilid beto, if they have children, so then she continue eating even after, let's say, the Kohen dies. So from that Pasuk vilid beto, the Gemara's doresh that I would have thought that only a Kohen that has the ability to be molid, so he is able to ma'achil his wife to eat terumah. But somebody that doesn't have the ability to be molid, like a sris hama, maybe he doesn't feed. Kamash from the Mishnah that even though he's not a molid because he's a sris hama, still his wife eats teruma. That's the Hadush of Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, androgynous. So what do we say in the Mishnah? An androgynous Kohen that married a Bat Yisrael eats teruma. Which means Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon treat an androgynous like a zakhar, therefore he's ma'akir teruma. Amar Shlakish, ma'achila b'truma ve'en ma'achila b'chazev ha'shok. So Rabbi Rish Lakish comes along and says the androgynous is able to ma'achil his wife to eat truma, but not chazev ha'shok, meaning not korbanot. Rashi says ma'achila b'truma lekaman mefaresh la b'truma bezman hazed rabbanan. Shlakish's opinion is that a androgynous is safek. Safek sachar, safek nekeba. So therefore, misafek, we're not going to let him feed on the deoraita, because we have a safek deoraita, the humrah. Hazev vashok is deoraita, so korbanot. However, teruma bizman hazeh is the rabbanan. So therefore, the rabbanan, we have safek rabbanan nikula. So the feast says, she's safek midi deoraita, lo. My tama, safek ish, safek ishai. So that's shitav rishtakish. On teruma bizman hazeh, which is the rabbanan, mutar. However, on Hazev Ashok, the times of the Beit HaMikdash Kayam, when they had the Korbanot, so that's a Deoraita, so we're not going to treat him like a Zachar to eat Hazev Ashok.
Teruma was not Deoraita,
right.
Bizman Beit HaMikdash?
It was.
So it was. So using
a, so we're coming along to say that Bizman, Shabbat Beit HaMikdash Kayam, when there was Hazev Ashok, so Hazev Ashok was going to be Asur, Teruma also be Asur. But outside the time of the Beit HaMikdash, Teruma, Bizman is Rabbanan, therefore be Muta. So comes the Gemara and says, I'm going to read inside again. Amar Shlakish, ma'achila b'truma ve'en ma'achila b'chazev ha'shok. Rabbi Yohanan omer, af ma'achila b'chazev ha'shok. Which is Rabbi Yohanan considers him a zakhar. Without a question. And therefore, not only can he feed him teruma, but even chazev ha'shok. Uzi Shlakish, ma'ishena chazev ha'shok ve'oraita. Why doesn't he say that she can feed him, that he can feed her? That androgynous that is feed the Bat Yisrael Hazev Ashok, because it's deoraita. Teruma name deoraita, teruma is also deoraita. Achavim ha'askinam b'teruma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. So Gemara answers, we're talking about teruma b'zman hazeh, that the obligation is only d'rabbanan. So Gemara says, Avad b'zman t'rimna v'askayam, mai. So the Gemara, oh, what about the times of the Beit HaMikdash? Which is he going to be able to feed a teruma? The Gemara says, no, he won't be able to feed a teruma. So Gemara says, "Adetani en machila b'chazev ha'shok." So we have to jump to chazev ha'shok. Leflog velitni bedida. Keep it in the same case of teruma and say, "Bamed devarim amurim b'teruma d'rabbanan." Abad b'teruma deoraita lo. Which means you didn't have to jump to a deoraita outside of teruma. Just say teruma b'zman hazeh, which is d'rabbanan ma'achil. Teruma b'zman hazeh, which is deoraita lo ma'achil. You didn't need to prove it from chazev ha'shok. The Gemara says, "Hachina mekamar." You're right. That's what it actually is saying. Keshehu ma'achila, ma'achila b'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Ve'en ma'achila b'zman hazeh v'shok, v'afilu b'truma d'rabbanan. Dilma'ate le'ochla b'truma d'oraita. Which means when the statement of the Shekish was said that ma'achila b'truma meant b'zman hazeh teruma d'rabbanan, and when he said hazeh v'shok, he meant and in the time that there is Hazev Ashok. When is the Hazev Ashok? That's the Tazer Beit HaMikdash. Then he's not ma'achil her, even in cases where the Terumah would be Midrabbanan. Why? Because since there is Truma de'oraita v'zman Tumadash Kayam, even in cases where the Truma would be with Rabbanan, he's going to oser Gezerah atu Truma de'oraita. For example, let's say Truma de'oraita is only on Dagan, only on wheat. However, by Perot, let's say it's Truma de Rabbanan. So therefore, b'zman Tumadash Kayam, where you have a situation of Truma de'oraita, Truma Dagan, Tirosh v'yitzar, let's say grapes or olives, so I'm going to say that even in the Truma de Rabbanan case, by regular perot, it's going to be asur atu teruma deoraita. So really, the Shnekicha statement is like this: bisman sheemin the meshkayam teruma derabanan machirat androgenos. However, bisman hazev vashok, at the time of hazev vashok, which really means in the times of the Beit Hamikdash, where there is hazev vashok, even teruma derabanan is going to be asur, meaning he's not going to be machila because it might come to lead to eating turma deoraita, and the drogonos is a safek. The difference cannot be machila deoraita, so machmid even by the rabbanan. Look at Rashi. She says, Hachina mekamar, ve'achi mishtama milted v'shtakish machila b'turma kenomar bezman hazeh, she'en noheg ela turma ואינו מאכילה בכלום בזמן שחזה ושוק נוהגים. דהיינו כשהמקדש קיים אפילו בתרומת רבנן, כגון תרומת פירות, for example, פירות, non-דגן, תירוש ויצר items. הואיל ואיקה תרומה דאורייתא, כגון דגן, תירוש ויצר. Since in the times of the Midrash, you have a תרומה דאורייתא, so the מחמיר on תרומת רבנן, אתו תרומה דאורייתא. And what does Rabbi Yohanan say? אף מאכילה. Even in the times of Beit HaMikdash, ma'achilar teruma deoraita, because he holds the zakhar me'elyahu. Rabbi Yohanan says his androgynous is considered a full-fledged zakhar. And therefore, he's a kohen.
Teruma
deoraita. Even, according to Rabbi Yohanan. He can ma'achilar regular. That's what the Gemara concludes here and says, Rabbi Yohanan amar, af ma'achilah b'chazev ha'shok. Which is even in the time of chazev ha'shok, where teruma deoraita is ma'achilah all forms of teruma. Amar le Rabbi Yohanan Rish Lakish. So now Rabbi Yohanan comes along and challenges Rish Lakish. Mi savart? Do you hold teruma bezman hazeh drabbanan? Do you hold that the teruma at today's time is drabbanan? Rashi says, demukmat la lematnitin bimidi drabbanan vaslala b'hazeh v'ashok. Did you learn the whole Mishnah that says androgynous is ma'achil b'truma? You said it's talking about truma b'zman hazeh. Do you hold that truma b'zman hazeh really is drabbanan? Amar le'in. He told him, yes indeed, I do hold that. She'ani shoneh. So Shakish says, because I have the following text in a braita. What did the braita say? Igul be'igulim oleh. What is igul be'igulim? Rashi, she'ani shone braita. I have a braita, he said. Igul shel teruma. Igul used to be like, they used to make pressed figs. They used to press them together and make them like in a circle, like a cake of pressed figs. They called it an igul. Igule devela. So Rashi says, igul shel teruma. Let's say it was teruma. Batel be'me'ash shel hunin. Now let's say it got mixed up in hunin. So the question is, how much do you need to say batel to allow, let's say, a non-kohen to eat it? So the deen is, if let's say it's batel b'me'ah, if you have 100 hunin, can I get the one teruma? So now you have 101 altogether in the mixture, it's batel. Or, another case, as she says, igul shel terumat teme'ah. Let's say you have terumat teme'ah that got mixed up with tehora. So the deen is batel bekuf igulim shel teruma tehora. It goes the same rules. 100 is batel. Now the e teruma bezman hazeh deoraita. This is Shtakish's logic. If you're going to tell me that teruma bezman hazeh is deoraita, kevan di igul davar hashuvu. An igul is considered a significant item. It's called davar hashuv. V'darko limanot. Explain to you what that means. Darko limanot. Certain items that have a hashivu to them, they're not just sold in umdana, just in measure, but they're sold individually, which means they're counted. Which means any item that you sell by counting them, that already shows that it's hashuv. Because I'm a sar hashuv, you just take a pile of it and you sell it bi'umdina. But a thing that's important, so now I'll give you six of them, you count them out. Igulet de vela is one of these items that's darko limanot. It's the derech to count them. Now what does that do in halakha? We have a general rule. Anything that's darko limanot, that's sold specifically in a way of counting individually each one, that is not batil. Anything that's hashuv is not batil, which is in a mixture normally, even if you had 1,000 against it, it does not become batil because of the hashivut. So that she says that this igul is considered darkol imanot, lo batil afalgav de trumat te'enim drabbanan. Even though intrinsically trumat te'enim is only with drabbanan, because it's not dagan tiros v'yitzar. Hu'il u'trumat de'oraita noheget. If you're going to tell me, let's say in the Tarz of Beit HaMikdash, with trumat de'oraita would be noheg, lo mebatlinan drabbanan gizrat drabbanan atu de'oraita. Which means, since we have a braita, and the braita tells me that, bizman hazeh, I have the ability to have a gule de vera, and it gets mixed up in 100, it's going to be batel. So what do you see? There is bitul by a gule de vera. So he writes, if terumah bizman hazeh was de oraita, I would not make a bitul at all, because I would be gozer even by a terumah de rabbanan case atu a terumah de oraita case. From the fact, what would I say about a terumah de oraita case? It would not be batel at all, because really it's considered davar hashuv, because it's darko dimanot. From the fact that I see that by terumah, like a igu, like a by figs, that I use bitul, that must mean there's no deoraita bismanazeh. Because if there was deoraita bismanazeh, I would be mahmir not to make bitul even by a drabbanan. I'm repeating that again. The shtakish is saying a sevara. If terumah bismanazeh was deoraita, I wouldn't say bitul even on a rabbinical terumah. Because I would say no bitul on a rabbinical, add to a bitul of a deoraita. Because in the bitul of deoraita, we wouldn't say, because it's darkon imanot, it's hashuv item. So if we're allowing to say it by drabbanan, bitul but by 100, that must be because it's only drabbanan, so therefore we have the flexibility to be mekel. But again, if there was terumah deoraita bismanazeh, we wouldn't be mekel even by terumah midrabbanan. So that's his kula. So I read that inside again. It said, because I am shoneh, amar le'in she'ani shoneh igul be'igulim. You have a cake of figs that got mixed up in igulim and other cakes. Oleh, which means if you have 100 against it, it is batel. Amar le'. So Rabbi Yohanan comes along back and says, ve'halo ani shoneh. He says, I also have a braita. And in my braita it says, Haticha b'hatichot ole. I have a different braita that says, Haticha b'hatichot. If you have a piece amongst pieces, this is talking about a piece of what? A piece of korban, which is what? A deoraita. And even though you have two deoraitas that are mixed up, for example, you have a hatat that's tahor, that got mixed up, let's say hatat that's tameh, it also could become batil, even though it's a deoraita. Look at Rashi. Amar le v'halo anishne kolomar mi itach lemigzar behad rabbanan atu deoraita. You go there. Do you make a gezerad rabbanan atu deoraita? Ina me atit lebetule bedeoraita. Even if you wanted to come along and say betuba deoraita, lav isurahu. Shehare ani shone haticha shel hatat teme'a. Let's say you have a haticha of a hatat teme'a. Batil betahara. Ve'acha midi deoraita. And everybody agrees that hatat is deoraita. Ve'afagav de darko dimanot. Now even though hatat also, these pieces are hashuv, and it's the normal way to sell them, or let's say to count them, right? They're sold by quantity individually. De mi savart. Kol shedarkot nimano sheninu de lo batil. Let me to tell you, there's a great machloket amongst the hachamim when we talk about this principle of that anything that's counted is not batel. There's a machloket that you say kol shedarko or et shedarko. What is kol shedarko or et shedarko? Kol shedarko means anything that's sold by quantity, even though sometimes it's not. Kol shedarko means if it's sold at any time, it's sold by quantity, that's enough to make it already hashuv and not patel. Others say, no. Et shedarko. Only items that are specifically only sold by quantity. So this opinion of Yohanan, he's going to say he doesn't hold of kol shedarko. He holds of the opinion of et shedarko, that only items, specific items that are only sold by quantity. So that she says the misabat kol shedarko limanot shaninu velo batil et shedarko limanot b'minyan shaninu sha'asau miyuhad l'minyan aval haticha ve'igul. Oh, when it comes to haticha ve'igul, sometimes they're sold just as they're sold by estimation. Even though they are normally sold by quantity, and therefore Rabbi Yohanan's coming along to say, you can even say Teruma Bizman Hazeh is the Oraita. And therefore, why are we saying over here Ole? I'll tell you why Ole. Because bottom line, the item itself is ole, because we don't hold of the principle of kol shedarko, we hold of et shedarko. And then since an igul sometimes is sold by quantity and sometimes it's not, so therefore can be subject to the laws of bitul, which means, for example, you have a case of a deoraita. What's the case of a deoraita? The hatat. The hatat, clearly have pieces of hatat that are tameh, pieces of hatat that are tameh, they got mixed up. This is a deoraita situation. And still, what do we say? Ole. What do you mean ole? How can it be ole? And of course, if you hold kol shedarko, if you hold et shedarko, which means items that are only sold by quantity, so these pieces of meat over here are only sold by quantity, something they're sold by estimation. So therefore, you could say bitul even by a deoraita. So similarly, I can tell you that there's Terumah Deoraita Bizman Hazeh. And the reason why I'll tell you that Igul is Batel is because it's subject to the law of Et Shedarko. And since Igulim are not always sold by quantity, therefore I could say Bitul. Let me review now the Mahloket that comes out between the Shtakish and Yohanan. According to the Shtakish, he's of the opinion that says Kol Shedarko. Kol Shedarko is any item that is sold even sometimes by quantity is considered a davar hashuv. What does that mean, davar hashuv? Therefore, there's no bitul on it. Nafkamina, if you would have, let's say, an igul of devela, which falls under the category of kol shedarko, I think it's sometimes sold by quantity, it's like it should be mahmir. And he should say, what? Not matel. Oh, but we have a statement that says that the igul is oleh, which means if you have 100 kinegirit, it's oleh. So how does the Shtakish explain that? He says, must be that we're going to say it's batel, because since it's only midrabanan, and there's no deoraita bizman hazeh, so there's no reason to be gozer on a drabanan that it can come to a deoraita. And why? Because there's no deoraita bizman hazeh. But if there was a deoraita, we'd be ma'mir even by the drabanan. Comes Rabbi Yohanan and says, no, I can tell you really this Teruma Deoraita Bizman Hazeh. And you know what? Even by the Deoraita, which means, even by the Igul, I'll be Mekel. Why? Because by the Igul itself, without coming to a Deoraita, the Igul itself will say Batel. Because I only say Et Shedarko. And since this is not an Et Shedarko, it's sometimes sold by quantity, sometimes not, so then we can become batel. But that doesn't show you that there's no deoraita. Could be there is a deoraita bizman hazeh. But this case over here, if igul devela, is subject to the laws of bitul based on the rule of et shedarko. And which is proof? His proof is that I'll give you a case where it is a deoraita, and we still say bitul. What's the case of deoraita that we say bitul? The hatat. You have a korban hatat, got mixed up with teorim ones, you have temi'im ones, they got mixed up together. What does he say? If you have 100 keneged the tameh one, they're batel. Oh, so what do you see over here? Even though it's deoraita, the explanation is, since we hold Etchedarko. And this item is not always sold by quantity. It can become batel. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yohanan. So because that's a fantastic machloket, do we say there's teruma bizman hazeh deoraita? According to the Ishtakish, there's no teruma bizman hazeh deoraita. And since he holds that etchedarko, so therefore I'm going to be only going to be mekel by the rabbanan, like let's say by the figs, because it cannot come to a deoraita case. According to the Rabbi Yohanan, no. Even if you want to say teruma bizman hazeh is deoraita, I'm not going to be mahmir in the case of the figs. Why? Because the case of the figs is etchedarko. I hold etchedarko. And the case of the figs is kol shedarko, because it's sold sometimes this way, sometimes that way. That's why you can say yay bitul. Let me read that Rashi one more time again. Amar le vehalo ani shone kilomar mi itlach le migzar behad rabbanan atu de oraita, which means you want to come along and say that if terumah bezman hazeh was de oraita, you'd go zera under rabbanan. Rabbi Yohanan's contention is, even if there wasn't the oraita, you still shouldn't be gozer on the rabbanan. Why? Because even if you would come to do it in the oraita, la besurau, which is even on the terumah, if it would be the oraita, we know isur. Why? Because I hold even in the oraita case where it's called shedarko, there is bitul, and therefore there is no problem. Comes the Gemara and says, how do you know this? So Gemara says, Maihi, where do you see the Shitot? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Mi shayulo havile tiltan shel kele akerim. What's kele akerim? Kele akerim is, let's say a person plants something next to a vineyard. Okay, let's say he plants vegetables or something like that next to the vineyard. So therefore, that's considered kele akerim because it's a combination. And therefore, it's asur. What's the din you have to do with it? So Gemara says you have to burn it. So the deen is, let's say you had habilet tiltan. Rashi calls tiltan fenugreek. Rashi calls it min kitnit, who it's a type of legume, ulmate kakederaba, a spice. Spice that you use, let's say, to give flavor to the kedera. So what does it say? You have, let's say, a bundle of these tiltan, shokilakerim, yidalku. What is it, yidalku? Gotta burn it. Rashi says, kilayim bislifad ikhtiv, tukdash. What does tukdash mean? Tukad ish. You have to burn it. But what happened? Nit'arevu ba'achayrot. Or let's say it got mixed up. Let's say you have a ta'arovet. Let's say you have tiltan that's permissible. So I have some kere mixed up with permissible. What do I do? Kulam yiddalku. You got to burn all of them. What's the reason that she says? De'lo batle. There's no bitul. Why? Kediktani ta'ma. Shayar b'meir omer kol shedarko limanot mekadesh et ha-mit'arev imo ve'en batel barov, which means because Rabbi Meir holds et shedarko, an item that's only sold by quantity, there's no bitul on it, which is normally that she says shekele akerim bedavar she'en b'minyan betirim b'had u'matayim. Normally that's on an item that's not counted, there is bitul by kele akerim. The bitul of kelei akerim is 1 in 200, and they learned that from a pasuk at the bottom of Pesachim be'elu ovrim mina matayim. There's a pasuk matayim. It says mimotar shtem meot shenishtayru bebor mikan leola bekelei akerim shebetelim b'matayim. The Gemara quoted a pasuk in Pesachim and it said that mimatayim. They learned from there kelei akerim normally is batel 1 in 200. However, in this case over here, Rabbi Meir is going to say not batel at all. Why? Because etchedarko. This item is only sold by numbers, quantity. There's no bitul on it. So Gemara says, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'achamim omrim ya'alu be'had u'matayim. Like a regular din of kelayim, that's batel in 200. She'aya Rabbi Meir omer, kol shedarko limanot mekadesh, which means, according to Rabbi Meir, kol shedarko limanot, which is anything that's darko limanot, even though it's not only sold by minyan, even if it's the derech to sell it b'minyan, that already has a din of no bitul, and therefore mekadesh, what do you mean mekadesh? Osir. It's osir the entire tarovet. tiltan, this fenugreek that we're talking about, is an item that's sold sometimes b'minyan, sometimes not. So what do you see? We found the shita now. Rabbi Meir is the opinion that says, kol shedarko. So if you hold kol shedarko, that's an opinion that's going to say there's not going to be any bitul. Comes Gemara says, v'achamim omrim eno mekadesh. Rabbi Hakamim said, no, we don't go. The only items according to the Hakamim is et shedarko. Items that are only sold by number. What are those items? Ela shisha devarim bilvad. It's only six items like that that are considered very chashuv. Rabbi Akiva omer shiva. There's only seven items. What are they? Ve'elu hen. Egoze perich. There's a certain place called perich. So they used to have walnuts that come from perich. These were very special items, hashubim. They were sold by the item. So therefore they're not batel in a mixture. For example, let's say they were orla. Right? Because let's say something that goes from the tree, the first 3 years are asur. So you have these egoze perich of orla. They got mixed up in a mixture over there. So you have to mevatel them and say 1 in 200. There's not going to be two on egoze perich. Because egoze perich is considered dafka etched darko. It's only sold by quantity. What's the second item? Rimune badan. There's a certain place called badan that the monim. The pomegranates of badan, very hashuv item. The haviyot situmot. Sealed barrels of wine. Those items are sold individually because I guess because they're sealed, there's no evaporation, therefore they're considered hashuv. Ve'halfe teradin. Those are the leaves and the stalks of the terid. Terid is the beets. Ve'kolhe keruv. That's the leaves of the keruv is the cabbage. Udla'at yevanit. That's the gourd that comes from Eretz Yavan. So these six items are not batel, but chot rachemim. Why? Because they're only sold by the quantity. The Rabbi Akiva Musif, Rabbi Akiva is the seventh item. Af kikarot shel ba'al habayit. The loaves of bread that are made by the ba'al habayit, they're also considered hashuv, because they're not going to be batel. So the Gemara says, batel legabe wak, legabe what cases? What could these items be that they would cause a problem? So the Gemara continues. Hari'uyim le'orla, orla. The items that we just mentioned that are subject to the laws of orla, what's orla? I told you the first 3 years of a tree are forbidden. So which of these items are considered orla? Egos would be subject to orla. Rimon would be considered orla. Yayin. The wine also could be considered orla. So therefore, let's say you had these egoze perich that were orla, and they got mixed up in a mixture, let's say, of 1,000 non-orla. What's the deen? Asur. Because this is considered etched darko. It's only sold by quantity. Therefore, there's no bitul. Orla. Now, the kedei akerim, let's say the items that are subject to kedei akerim. Kedei akerim are things that grow in the field. For example, let's say teradin. That would be the case of the beets, or the case of the klub, the cabbage, or the dalab would be the case of the gourd. Because when it comes to kelei akerim, it's subject to the cases of yirakot, that you plant them next to the grapes. So again, let's say you had these type of teradim, these beets over there, that are considered very hashuv, that they're only sold by quantity, and it got mixed up with, it was kelei akerim, because it was grown next to the kerim, it got mixed up with regular beets. Mm-hmm. What's the thing going to be? No bitul. Even if you have, let's say, 1,000. Kelakirim. I mean, he has a deen of Kelakirim. Oh, so now once we have this Mishnah, so now the Gemara is going to explain how to learn Rabbi Meir. We have a machlok and how to learn Rabbi Meir. Because he was the one that said, by the case of Kelakirim that got mixed up in a mixture, by the fenugreek, by the case of the tiltan. You have habilet tiltan of Kelakirim that gets mixed up in a thing. Rabbi Meir said, no bitul. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan Savar, et shedarko limano chaninu. He learns that Rabbi Meir says, items that are et shedarko chaninu. Items that are only sold by quantity. That's what we're talking about. And therefore, what is that going to mean to us? Habilet tiltana only sold by minyan. And that's why the Bimeir says it's not going to be batel when you have kelei akerim of habilet tiltan. However, when it comes to igulet te'ina, when it comes to our case of teruma, we have those figs, those cake tapes of figs. Those items are sometimes sold be'omid, sometimes they're sold by estimation. So therefore they're going to be batel. That's the way Rabbi Yohanan understands. Which means that which it says over there, Rabbi Meir holds that there's no bitul by kelakerim. That's because it say et shidarko. That's an item that's dafka sold by pieces by quantity. But don't bring me a question by the case of the figs over there. I'll tell you it's batel because it's a case of kot shidarko. Now you see over here, incidentally, that there's more items than the items that were listed over here besides the six or the seven items. Because Tiltan was not one of the items on the list, and you still see it's considered Etchidar Koshanina. I mean, the rabbi said sixth, and Yaakov had a seventh. So Tosfot says there's about 10 items Yerushalmi lists that are considered Etchidar Koshaninus. Now, Vereshtakish Shavar, and what does the Shakish hold? Kol shedar kol imanot shaninu, which is according to Rabbi Meir, he holds even kol shedar kos are not batel, and therefore, according to Rish Lakish, first of all, he holds that tiltan is considered kol shedar kos. So if you hold that tiltan is considered kol shedar kos, that's why it's not batel. Oh, which means sometimes it's sold by quantity, sometimes not. So the Bimir, according to the Shlakish, is more Mahmir. He holds even kol shedar kos are not patel. That's why when you have the mixture of kilei akerim by kitam with regular stuff, not patel even by 1,000. Oh, if that's the case, then we're going to say even by the fig case, since it's kol shedar kos, we're going to say no bitul. Ah, so then how come we learned earlier that it said that if you have a case of the figs, it's going to be batel? So you have to say, because it's talking about Bizman Azeh. So Bizman Azeh, where it's only Drabanan, and therefore there's not even a possibility that it can come to a Deoraita, because there's no Terumah Bizman Azeh Deoraita, according to Rish Lakish. That's why we make it by the case of the Igure Devela. Which means, only because Terumah Bizman Azeh is Medrabanan. Now the Tosafot over here asks the question, he says, if Teruma Bizman Azeh is Drabanan, what does that mean? What's the pshat? Why would it be Drabanan? Because the Kiddushah of Eretz Yisrael today has a deen of Drabanan. So if that's the case, Kil'ayim also, Kil'akirim would also be Drabanan. So if Kil'akirim is Drabanan, so why are you telling me according to Bimir in Aoleh? Just like you're telling me by the case of the Igule Devela, that since there's no Terumah Deoraita today, we're going to be Mekel to say it's Batel with 100. So the Bimeir should say that Kelei Akerim should also be Batel in 200. Because you tell me there's no Kelei Akerim Deoraita today, because if the Kedushat Taharis doesn't apply, it doesn't apply to Kelei Akerim either. So Tosafot answers, he can be more lenient by Terumah. Why? Because you have a double Drabanan. Number one, you have Terumah Bizman Azim Drabanan, and we're talking about an item that intrinsically is Drabanan, like figs. Which is even in the time when Terumah was Deoraita, figs is always Drabanan. So you got a double item over here. You have Zman Drabanan, and an item that's Drabanan. That's going to be more Mekel. Mashiach Kelakerim, it might be a Zman Drabanan, but the item itself is a Deoraita item. So that's the way he wants to make a Hiduk. So again, let's just review Shitat Mishtakish, the way he understands. It all started really from the way the Shakish and Rabbi Yohanan understood Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir discussed one specific case. He discussed the case of Kelei Akerim. What's Kelei Akerim? He said you got mixed up in the fields next to the grapevines. This item is Asur. What item was specifically we talking about? Tiltan. It got mixed up with other Heter items. Rabbi Meir clearly said over here, there's no bitul. You got to burn the whole thing. If it's mixed up in 10,000 against it, you got to burn the whole thing. There's no bitul. Now normally we know Kelei Akerim is batel with 200. So why is Bimir being so machmir over here? It's not batel at all. Because the Bimir is of the opinion, well, it depends. What Girsaya had in the text of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yohanan came along and said, you know what my text in Rabbi Meir is? Why was machmir? He holds et shedarko. That only items that are only sold by quantity, they are not batel. And therefore, tiltan is one of those items. not on the list, but it's one of those items. It's sold dafka by quantity, that's why there's not going to be a bitul. Aye, what about the figs over there? The cake? Those items are sometimes sold here, sometimes sold not. That's why I'll tell you, we could say bitul. Even if it was a deoraita, by the way. That's why, for example, in the case of the hatat, we had the korban hatat pieces that were mixed up with each other, bitul. Why bitul? Because it's also a case of kolchen darko, which means sometimes it's sold like this, sometimes it's sold like that. There's bitul. Beautiful. Which means, according to the Yochanan, it's be clearer. Even if you wanted to say Tiruma Bizman Azeh is deoraita, still I would say bitul. Which is, even in the deoraita case, I would say bitul. Because bottom line, it's not considered Damar Hashuv. Because sometimes it's sold like this, sometimes it's sold like that. So therefore, it's good to say bitul. The Shaki says, no. That's not Pshat Nabi Meir. The Bi Meir holds Kol Shed Darko. He holds a davar hashuv is considered even an item that sometimes is sold by quantity. And filtan is that item. Filtan sometimes, yes, sometimes that, and that makes it hashuv. That's why we're going to say no bitul. Oh, so we go back to the case of the figs. Figs is like that as well. Oh, so the chaura, figs is like that as well. We should say it should not be batel. Oh, so why does it say, oh, if you have 100, it is batel, by the case of the divina? We'll say, because since Teruma Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan, so since it can never come to the Uraita, so I have room to be Mekir. But if it would come to the Uraita, and in the Uraita case we'd say, no Bitul, because we have to be Mahmir, because Kol Shed Darko, so we'd be Mahmir in the Rabbanan as well. If we're being Mekir in the Rabbanan, must be because it can never come to a the Uraita. That's the way the Shtakish understands. Comes the Gemara and says, my Haticha. Rabbi Yochanan in his statement said he has a case that he talks about of a haticha. And we explained it already. That was a haticha of Korban Hatat. It got mixed up with another piece. The Gemara explains it clearly. My haticha, Netanya. Haticha shel hatat teme'a. A piece of Korban Hatat that became teme'a. It's a suit to eat, obviously. Shel tachaleba b'me'a hatichot. Got mixed up in 100 hatichot. Shel hata'ot tehorot. Vechen perusa shel lechem panim teme'a. Piece of lechem panim, that's the showbread, that became teme'a. Shel tachaleba b'me'a perusot shel lechem panim tehorot. So what's the din? Ta'ale. So you can say bitul, lebi batel b'me'a, and therefore he can eat all the hatichot. It's permissible to eat all the hatichot. For example, kohen will be able to eat all the hatichot over here, because they're all considered hataot. It's just that one's tameh. So therefore, when you say batel, it'll be okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo ta'ale. Rabbi Yehuda says no, there's no bitul over here. The Gemara is going to conclude the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is he holds a shita min b'mino eno batel. When you have items that are like items. For example, lechem and lechem, hatat and hatat, these are like items. Min b'mino, afilu be'elef, lo batil. Aval, haticha shel hatat tehora. Let's say you have a piece of hatat tehora, shenitareba b'me'a hatichot shel cholin tehorot. They got mixed up with, let's say, regular meat. Everything is tahor over in this last case. Hatat tehora with cholin tehora. Vechem perusas shel lechem panim tehorot. Which means bread and bread, everything ta'or. Just one is one is cholin. Devrei akol lo ta'ale. Everybody says over lo ta'ale. Now, what's the logic over here? The chaura, we should say it should become batel. Why should I say become batel? I have a lechem panim, let's say ta'or, one piece. Can I have 100 cholin? Normally I should say batel, and let a regular non-kohen eat it. Why? Because batel, he'll be able to eat it. However, the deen says over here, we're not going to say bitul. Why not? So the mefashim explain over here, because I could sell it. Go take the whole mixture over here, go to a kohen, and sell it. Now even though, because bottom line, there is lechem panim in there. Right, so if I have a way out that I can give it to a Kohen and save the problem, why should I feed it to Yisrael? So that she says, Devrei akol lo ta'ale, Tana kama modeh, Ho'il ve'efshal le'mochran le'kohen be'efsed mu'at. Why if said mu'at? Because whenever you're selling terumah to a kohen or something like that, you have to sell it for a cheaper price because he's the only one that can eat it. You don't have too many customers. So to take a loss, sell it to the kohen. V'haticha ufrusa. Now, haticha and the pirusa, these pieces of bread over here, or the pieces of meat, darkan limanot. These items over here considered darkan limanot. It's not etche darko, it's darkan limanot. Mishum mefsed mu'at lo mebatelinan isura deoraita. I'm not going to make a bitul over here on isura deoraita. Take a little loss and sell it. Vafagav de'igo. So you're going to ask me a question. Really, I'll tell you the rule is what? If it's kol shedar kol limanot batel. That's why I tell you in the first case, you have the pieces of hatat that got mixed up. One is tameh, one is tahor. Batel it. I have the lechem panim. One is tahor, one is tameh. Batel. Why? Because it's kol shedar kol. And kol shedar kol, I tell you, bitul, mideoraita, no problem. 1 in 100. Oh, so what about the last case? The last case, I thought, you know what? Really, you should say bitul, because also this is cases of kol shedar kol. But you know what? Why am I going to say bitul over here? If there's a way where you could sell it to the kohen, you know, you have to take a little loss by selling it. If you say batel, you benefit. You get to eat the whole, all the pieces over here. By telling me no bitul, I'm suffering a loss now. Because I got to sell it to the kohen. Let's say the item's worth $100, right? The kohen, I can only sell it for $90. Okay, but you know what it says? If said mu'at, it's worthy to do that. Oh, so you'll ask me a question. If that's the case, go back to the case of the teruma. You had the igudim, you had the figs, the fig cakes, right? Of teruma. It got mixed up in chulin. So what did I say? Batel. And how did the Yohanan, exactly, how did the Yohanan learn? The Yohanan said, it's batel over here because we hold et shedarko, and this is called shedarko. It's sometimes yes, sometimes no, batel it. What do you mean batel it? Why don't you go sell it to a kohen? Take the hit. You tell me over here that even though we hold et shedarko, and therefore when it's a called shedarko, we'll say bitul, but if you could sell it, so therefore sell it. So he says, she says, V'afagav di'igul batel beholin ve'lo mizdabina lele kohen. She says the difference. Hatam hu di'igul gufe tiruma derabbanani. Which means the fig itself is tiruma derabbanan. So therefore, there's more flexibility to be made. I'm not going to tell you to be so ma'amir, to take a loss and not say bitul. This case, so we're talking about lechem panim. Here we're talking about over here, korban chatat. These items are deoraitas. So on the deoraita, even though deoraita is batel, they agree. Deoraita is batel. It's not always counted by quantity, and therefore I should say bitul. Oh, but over here I'll tell you, since it's the deoraita and you can get away with it by selling it to the kohen and take a little loss, better to do that. Oh, why don't you say that by the figs? Well, the figs, everybody agrees figs are only midrabanan teruma. So you're going to be so ma'amir that I'm not going to let you say bitul. I'm not going to let you say bitul. I'm not going to mandate you to have to sell it to the kohen for a loss. That she concludes and says, v'resha ta'ale. Now in the resha, what do we say? The resha of this braita was hatat tebe'a, that got mixed up with hatat te'ora. The only one that can eat these items is over here, kohen. There's no Yisrael over here involved, because it's all talking about korban hatat. So therefore, the enem tekana, ela serifa, which means if I'm not going to say bitul in the resha, what do I have to do with these items? You got to burn them. Because I have hatat tebe'a. What do you do with hatat tebe'a normally? You burn it. Now, if I'm not going to say bitul in the resha, then the only option for me to do in this mixture is burn it. V'ikav sed kadashim. So that's already hefsed meruba. So if hefsed meruba, I'm going to say what? Bitul. But she'egel de sefa, where it's bitul, but it's hefsed what? I won't say bitul. So that's the way the Bimir understands the case of haticha. Oh, so the last question then is, katani bihat, Gemara says resha, Ta'ale. Oh, question against the Shtakish. The Yohanan's quoting this brayta. What does it say bottom line in the Resha? Ta'ale. that I have a case that's a kol shedarko, right? Which means sometimes yes, sometimes no. And what am I saying? It's batel. You, according to the Shlakish, you hold that items are kol shedarko are not batel. What do you do with this statement over, which is according to you, you should have said even in the Resha, where you have the hatichot teme'ot. I'll say hatichat teme'ah, with the hatichot teorot that are mixed up together, even though it's a kol kol shedarko, you should say what? Not batel. So how do you learn this statement, Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish will answer simply, Amar b'chiyah b'red ravuna b'nimuha. The case is talking about where it's not whole. It's already cut up. So in the case of where it's cut up, it doesn't have a din of ashivut, which means you're right. If the pieces were intact, I agree, there would be no bitul even the resha. The regular pieces, kosher darko. Kosher darko, there's no bitul. No question. What are we talking about over here? Pieces are cut up. Other pieces are cut up. So that's already, I'll tell you, it's going to be a din of bitul. We have rashi. Look at rashi, the last rashi in the page. Katari miyat resha ta'ale. Akasha l'rish lakish tamar kosher darko limanot shaninu. Te'ahaka darka limanot. Ubatil. And the answer is that it is what? Nimawa. Amen.